Do you need a single source of industry intelligence? Introducing the S&P Capital IQ Pro platform, a single source for essential intelligence that powers data-driven decision-making, bringing together an unrivaled breadth and depth of data, news, and research, combined with tech-forward productivity tools, all in one place. Discover your power. Search S&P Capital IQ Pro today.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have Dina Madani is with us.
Hello, hello.
Thank you.
That's a good name. That's a star power name right there. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's not the first time I've heard that. Like, I've definitely heard your name deserves to be on like a Grand Marquee. And I'm like, that's the goal, is getting on Broadway with that one. So. Yes.
And you do look just like, who's the girl from Titans?
Raven.
You are Raven from Titans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and Kate were watching Titans the other day, and she was like, who is that? That looks like my friend. And I was like, that's Raven. Because I was showing, Kate's never seen it before, and I was like, you got to see this. And then she said, you're basically her.
Yeah. But Dina had kind of warned me literally just that week, and we'll get into why. Because I was telling her she should go as Medusa for Halloween. And she was like, I usually go as Raven, but I'll consider it. And yeah. Now, and then I was watching Titans with you and I was like, oh, now I get why she would do that every Halloween. She looks exactly like her.
So. Makes sense with my purple hair.
I mean, how would you do the snake hair anyway?
I mean, I honestly thought about it and I was thinking like maybe like pipe cleaners, like braid my hair in pipe cleaners and do that. I don't even know.
Yeah. You'd get some wire and you would do the braids like
chicken wire or something.
Yeah. But like, or you'd buy the Medusa outfit. But I need to explain. Okay. So let me get here. I'm going to try to make this make whatever kind of sense, if it can, to the listeners, because I know CG has been caught up. So. Dina is, yes, my friend, but she's also been a client of mine for years. And recently in our sessions, we've both been connecting to the other side, which we both very much believe in and feel that we are in tune to. And when we were doing so, it felt like she lived a past life as Medusa. I was shown this. And when I spoke this to her, kind of trepidly, like I wasn't, you know, I was like, okay, I don't know if this is going to sound weird. She was like, no, yeah.
Trepidatiously.
Trepidatiously.
I mean.
I don't know.
I don't want to sound like a cock or anything, but I know I often do. But it's not a word that I would even use, but I want to, if you're trying to use it, I had to throw in.
Okay, CG, let me continue. We get it. I fucked up that word. Fine.
Okay.
Fine. I felt like I didn't nail it. But anyway, when I said to Dina, I feel like you could have been Medusa in a past life, she was like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. I've been obsessed with her since I was young. She loves snakes. Like there were just, even her name, Dina Madani, kind of sounds Medusa-y.
Nice.
And I'll let Dina kind of take it from here and just your experience of how we even got there. Cause like, you know, we started off doing tarot card readings and then non-dual Kabbalistic healings. And then we went off into our own kind of, well, I have some medium abilities and abilities to channel. So Dina started to awaken as well. So we started doing these exercises to connect fully to the other side. And it's been a journey.
It's been fun. I think like it was when we had our first like session like with the mediumship skills, and it was like at the very end both Kate and I got really sad out of nowhere, and I like sat with it and I genuinely believe that was Medusa like channeling through me, being like, hey, I want to touch base right here, hey, And both Kate and I were like, you know what? We're exhausted. Our heads hurt. I'm really sad right now. We'll come back to it. And then the next time we had our other session is when it was like, do you think that you were? And I'm like, no, it wouldn't make sense. Like, the amount of betrayal that Medusa went through and I've been through in my life, the amount of snakes I've been through and surrounded by in my life, it kind of all made sense. Like, it's just like, no, I've lived that life. I feel it very deep in my core. So it's been fun. It's new, it's recent, but it's been good.
And also, like, it kind of led both of us. I think Dina went down a deeper rabbit hole than I did with the real story of Medusa. And that, you know, we'll get into that in a second. You know, we'll both kind of piece it together. We don't know what you know, CG, about it. But I just want to reiterate again that I've been working with Dina for years and years. And then this came through naturally. Do you know what I mean? Like, I never force my mediumship. Right. It's something I feel is very sacred and you can't force, but it really just started coming through. And yes, there was this crazy, sad, intense feeling the first time that we tried the medium stuff together.
Right.
And then when I went to do it again, the next time we first felt that, and then I got those images. And when I spoke it to her, the pain and the sadness went away suddenly.
So Kate, I think, like, I'm wondering, like, and maybe the listeners, like, what do you mean when you're saying you're practicing the medium stuff? Like, what, like, you're trying to see who's with her or around her or what's going on? I don't fully get it.
No, thank you for asking that. Because when you're fully on board, you forget that there are other people that are maybe like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
So I feel that some people have the ability to either see people who have passed or see spirits from the other side or speak to them, smell them, feel them, all of the above. And my abilities over the last 8 years just keep getting stronger and opening up to other things. And you're not really supposed to talk about it, right, too much to people, because some people really respect it, and then some people can call you crazy. So those of us who have these abilities also find it very frightening to fully talk about it, because you don't know if suddenly you get locked away for it or something. But I have the ability to connect to the other side, and sometimes people who've passed. And Dina, you can also kind of share your experience with seeing the other side and your near-death experience. But Dina, which is why she came to me pretty fairly young in a sense, she came to me because she had heard the podcast and has these abilities. And that's why I think she was even attracted to find me as a healer.
Right.
And because she was Medusa in a past life and also clearly has Raven archetypes.
Now, I do know, when I saw Clash of the Titans with Sam Worthington, there's a Medusa part. Ooh. And I told my friends that I thought Medusa was smoking hot, and they said that I was sick because she has like a snake tail and snake hair. But she was smoking hot besides that.
Well, Dina, can you get into the real story now of and how Medusa was born? Now's the time to get into the real story of Medusa.
Yeah.
Medusa wasn't born.
She wasn't always born as what people deem her as monstrous. She was born as the only mortal in her Gorgon family, and Gorgons are sea creatures, like mermaid realm kind of energies. And she ended up, I think she was just working with Athena as like basically right-hand man. And it was Poseidon who had attacked Medusa and raped her, unfortunately. And when she went to Athena for shelter and for help and protection, Athena instead got so jealous because Medusa was beautiful. She was gorgeous. Like, everyone knew it. Stunning, beautiful, long brown hair, gorgeous green eyes, like just stunning woman. And Athena was jealous. A lot of girls are always jealous. Like, it's still in everyday life as we go on. So instead of Athena protecting her and offering her shelter, she cursed her with the snakes of her hair, turned her ugly, monstrous in a way, and casted her off onto her own island, which then years later she sent out to have her killed and wanted her head, which is just disgusting in a way. But yeah,
and Athena. So Athena was a priestess who, for some reason, made the priestesses that studied under her, she made them be virgins.
Like, yeah.
But Medusa was raped, you know, and then did this horrible thing and turns Medusa into a monster. And Medusa, her full story wasn't heard, obviously. Instead, Medusa was just this monster, you know, and then it being Dina's past life in our beliefs. Right. Some people might think we're crazy in saying that, but, you know, there are also a lot of things in Dina's life that match up to that in different ways of just like, and a lot of people, I'm not even just saying like a lot of people can relate to a story being mistold or them being, you know, called the bad guy or having rumors started when, you know, the truth is there's so many different sides to a story and perspectives. And I think that's big time what the medicine here is just different perspectives. Exactly. And that past lives are real.
Oh yeah. I know I've lived many past lives. Like, I'm pretty sure I've told Kate I was a pirate in one life. Like, just like random kind of things.
A girl pirate?
I honestly think I was like Blackjack or something like crazy. Like, I don't know. Like,
what, like Blackbeard?
Yeah, Blackbeard, Blackjack. What am I? So I'm thinking of the poker game. You're a dude pirate. But yeah, like very masculine energy is what I get whenever I think about it.
Oh shit! I wonder if I was ever a chick. That's what I'm starting to wonder. Back in a past life. I don't know though. Kate never did the medium stuff with me, dude.
We never know. We can always go into it. Yeah.
You know, I have somewhat done, I wouldn't say medium stuff with you yet, CG, but like I did open a twin flame portal and then found my way to you. You know what I mean? That has its own deep magic in it. But yeah, like, well, you're still figuring out this world and what you believe. And I think that's great because some people would just call Dina and I crazy, you know, from the start, whereas you're just open-minded and curious.
I just think I'm a spiritual infant, and then you guys will teach me what's going on.
Well, and then something else. So Medusa's not the only spirit that came through. We actually had Yemanye. She's the main mermaid priestess, but we also had your grandmother, Dina's grandmother, came through really strongly. And the way, like, Dina already believes me and my talents, but the way it really sealed the deal was, like, her grandma was cursing like crazy.
Literally.
Which you wouldn't necessarily expect when you're, like, you know, connecting to, like, it's someone's grandma. Yeah.
Thinking, like, sweet old lady with her cookies, like.
The cookies, yeah.
Literally. But no, she swears like a sailor. My mom's favorite like story is she said damn it to a dog so much this dog ended up only responding to damn it. So they ended up renaming the dog damn it. And it's funny.
Nice.
Yeah. So any other questions, CG?
I don't know. I'm so lost. I'm not sure where to start.
I know. Okay.
I'm a spiritual infant here, and you guys have been practicing. You're like wizards and sorceresses and stuff like that. She was Blackbeard. So like, I don't know where to start.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to know if you had a question, but Dina, can you share a bit about your near-death experience that I think had something to do with you starting to really connect to the other side and your gifts again?
So what had happened? So I was about 15, almost 16. My grandmother had just passed away not even a month prior this horrible car accident I was in. It was me and two friends. I was in the back seat in the passenger side, and like seconds before the impact even happened, my brain went, I'm going to move to the middle. I don't know why. I just want to be in the middle. and like literally got to the middle right before I put my seatbelt on and leaned my head back to like relax is when.
Like Dina, you were in the middle by yourself?
Like in the car, in the back, yeah.
Right, like you decided to sit in the, because right. To me that's strange. Like I've never been in the back seat of a car and chose to sit in the middle
yeah, for any reason. So like, yeah, that's. Just was like, I want to switch. I'm just going to switch seats real quick. And I did that. And this lifted truck was going 145, ran a red light, completely drunk driving with a DUI, hits us. And I had just leaned my head back. And that's when the full impact like started. So I immediately blacked out. And then I came to very quickly and saw the two front seats break backwards. And so as that's happening, I'm being launched forward. I shove myself back as the two seats break and then knock myself out again. And I see my grandma, like immediately see her. It's like bright white lights, like I'm on a stage. And my voice is shaking. And she just kind of sat with me and went, we don't need you right now, but I'm going to stay with you for a minute. Like, you're okay. Everything's fine. You're not needed here. And that stuck with me for, it still sticks with me now. But I remember waking up and all three of my friends were like, what just happened? And my first thought was, if I did not move to the middle, I would have been either severely injured, if not dead. Because all EMTs, firefighters, police officers, they were all like, how is she still alive? How is she even okay? How is she walking? How does she not have a scratch on her? And I truly believe my grandmother did protect me and my two friends, one of which was like my lifelong best friend. So my grandma saw her grow up too. It was just, that really did kind of like turn the notch a little bit higher on my abilities. Cause I've always been able to see auras and all that kind of stuff. So having this happen and then me being like, oh, I died for a solid minute. Like it was just kind of a jarring, but it was good in a sense. Like it led me to Kate. It led me to where I am now in my spiritual journey, led me to realize I was fucking Medusa in a past life. Like, but that like whole experience was terrifying. Just seeing my best friend being so scared, and both my parents that night were like, please don't go out. We have a bad feeling. Please don't go out. And us being teenagers, we were like, it's fine. We're fine. You always say this. It's fine. Like, let us go out. And so they did. And it took me 2.5 hours to like call my mom and let her know it had happened. I had to call my brother-in-law at the time. He was in Vegas, like hours behind in time zones. And I go, hey, I don't know how to call her. I don't know how to tell her. But it was a really bad accident. And I don't know how I survived it. And he was like, well, start off with that. You're okay. But you got to call her right now. How long was it? And I was like, it was like 2 hours ago. And he was like, are you kidding me? It took me years to get over that. Like, just because I've always had a fear of death. I still do. But that kind of knocked it into higher gear. And yeah, here I am now. Heavy.
So there is this place called Lake Lanier about an hour from Dina that has gained a lot of attention on TikTok. I don't know. There are some TikTok videos that describe the history of the town beforehand. They go, some of these TikTok videos, it's like a National Geographic, how well they go into the history. So Dina and I are going to try to put it together a little bit for you. I'll say what I know and then Dina can add to it. But basically there was, I don't know if it was just one town or more than that, but there were these towns in Georgia and they basically, the government wanted to turn it into a large reservoir to use it for energy. So they kind of like tried to buy out all of this land from people and then just filled it with water. But like some of the things they did demolish, but like there's an actual cemetery that they just like put water on top of and they didn't remove all the bodies. And like,
they poured water on top of a cemetery?
Yeah. Yeah. A man-made like lake reservoir. Literally, they're just like, all right, everyone out of their houses, cemeteries, we're just going to put water on them. Forget about the bodies. It's fine. Like, friggin' Southerners.
Oh, it's like, okay, it's a man-made reservoir. Like, that was the idea. Okay. Nobody was just pouring lots of water on stuff. All right, the way Kate said it, I didn't know how it went down, but I get it.
I believe it was like a mostly black town that they like crushed by just like, saying, no, you're not a town anymore. We're making this into a reservoir. And then, like, they got the quote-unquote important bodies out of this particular cemetery, but then left, like, I believe there were, like, certain natives and slaves that had been buried there. So it's, like, it's just, like, immoral and the worst vibes ever. Like, talk about a bad vibes lake. And it's actually haunted.
Yeah.
Which isn't a surprise, like, first of all, there are so many random deaths in the lake, like, and just tragedies, like boats just setting fire, like docks just falling out of nowhere, like, and just deaths. But then also people see like the lady of the lake coming by, and just also bodies from the cemetery every now and then, like, make their way out of the soil. And like, and yet some people are just going there for their vacations, bumping elbows with dead bodies.
And now boats are just catching fire on this lake, huh?
Yeah. It's like, it's crazy energy, like, feel in that specific area. My parents and a lot of, like, other people have always said to me, you go to Lake Lanier to die. You don't come back. Like, is literally how they, like, growing up, they were like, no, you can go to any other lake. Do not go to Lake Lanier. Like, and if you go to Lake Lanier, don't even step foot in that water. And I'm just like, now as I'm older, I'm like, oh, I understand why. Like, there's dead bodies that rise like every day from the cemeteries they just poured over. Like, it's crazy.
Do they have like, did they do like a Ghost Hunters Lake Lanier? Because I watch Ghost Hunters, they go to all the haunted places, and so sometimes I'll be watching me some Ghost Hunters, and I think they should go there. So maybe I can email them if they didn't.
That'd be a good episode, I feel like.
But like, usually they're inside, so it's like real dark, and then they use the infrared cameras and stuff like that. So I've never seen them do an outside haunted place before. Well, sometimes they're walking around the grounds and stuff, yeah. So do that. But maybe, but usually it's a little more suspenseful when they're in like an asylum basement at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So then it's dark as hell and you can't see anything. But I think they should venture outside and go to Lake Lanier.
I think the three of us should be part of the group.
Honestly.
I mean, it should be like a,
we can do our own group. Ghost Hunters episode, but we can't call it that. We can call it Spirit Chasers.
Ooh.
I mean, it's like, that was a pretty big ripoff. I just like changed the words a little bit.
No, it can't be. It has to be spirit. Because we want to attract the spirits. We're not trying. No, because it's attract, not chase in general. That's the vibe of what humanity should be. Attract, not chase. So it could be like attracting spirits. I mean, that's a horrible name for a TV show and no one would want to watch that. But you know what I'm saying.
I'd watch it.
Attracting the dead. I mean, I'm not attracting anything. I would go there. If we're going to shoot our own Ghost Hunters episode that we can't call Ghost Hunters by copyright, then I want to go there and set that up and do it. But like, I'll be the scaredest person there.
Really?
No, I'll be more terrified. I guarantee you. I've never even been to Lake Lanier, and I live in Georgia, like, so like an hour away from it. That's how like,
oh, you listened. Oh, I thought your parents always told you that, but then the story was like you didn't listen. But you
No. That one I listened to them with. And I see like my friends going out on the lake and I'm like, y'all better come back. I swear to God, like, oh.
Are there a lot of unsavory characters that hang out at Lake Lanier?
I would assume so. I feel like there's just a lot of like angry spirits. Mostly the ones that were buried and never removed before the lake even was filled.
Because to me, it sounds like where maybe a rowdy motorcycle gang would hang out as well. It would be scary about the people who congregate there and the place itself. I think there'd just be a lot of scary stuff going on.
Yeah. Now, something, I hope this is okay to talk about, and if somehow it's not, I'll edit it out. But Dina is a dancer and was planning on auditioning for, like, the cruise lines as a dancer, and then COVID really hit. So that's another thing that Dina has, though, in terms of her skills. Like, tonight she's going to do silks. I don't know if you know what silks are, CG. It's like this aerobic, you've probably seen it. It's like when girls use like these silks and they can like do all these crazy.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah, like the Cirque du Soleil kind of stuff. Like, that's what I do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. I get to see some videos when that's all done. I don't know any real life people who can do that.
Well, now you do.
Nice.
Yeah, Dina's a badass. And also in terms of like the Medusa comparison, like she's had some girls come for her because Dina has her toes dipped in a lot of different areas, you know? And I think people get upset sometimes when you're following your dreams and opening up different places in yourself. But yeah, she's an incredible dancer. She does silks. And would you still want to go and be a dancer on a cruise? Because I feel like that would be one of the hardest jobs.
Oh yeah.
To be on a cruise.
I still want to do it. Like I in my like bones, I'm like, nah, I'm meant to be there. Like I'm meant to be by the water. I'm meant to like perform. I'm meant to just do what I love.
And Kate, did you just say you picture that being one of the hardest places to be on a cruise? Because I picture it pretty awesome.
Right. That's me too.
Because the cruises, like when you work there, also when you travel and you don't have a lot of money, like the cabins are so small. And when you work there, I think that they put you with at least one other person in a pretty small space.
For performers, yeah. Like if you're a dancer, it's like you and one other person in a cabin. But they're not like super below deck, because like performers on the cruise ship are kind of like top of the pyramid in a sense, so they kind of get a little bit better treatment, which is unfortunate in a way. But if I'm like going as just singer though, which I do sing a little bit too, that's like you just get your own room, which would be cool. I just kind of think housing's paid for, don't have to really pay rent, get food like already at any times of the day. Like it's just like all the amenities are already there, and not having to like pay rent for them just sounds so nice to me, because I don't want to pay rent. Like I'm getting to travel the world.
How many times a day do you dance? Do you have to dance on the cruise?
On the cruise, I think it would be like, I want to say it's like either 3 or 4 nights, and you do 2 shows all like those nights.
So you actually have some nights off on the cruise where you're just on a cruise?
Yeah.
Kate, how is that the hardest job ever, Kate?
Maybe it's not the hardest, but for me being like out at the sea. Now, if you're out at sea with people that you really like already, then obviously that's way cooler. But like, I think also Dina's just in a different place than me in her life, where it's like, it would be fun for her to go and meet all these other like young, new performers, you know, like I would be the crankiest, like me on a cruise, if they hired me for a comedian and I didn't know anyone, if I knew the people, it'd be great. But if I didn't know anyone, I'd be definitely like, the whole time I'd be the crankiest on a cruise, which no one wants.
Yeah, you are a problem. I think that even if you were on a cruise with me, you might be a little cranky just on the cruise. You're like, we're at sea, and the boat keeps, you know, moving.
It depends on how top notch. Like, if it's a top notch cruise and the waters are smooth, well, I'm gonna be a pleasant Kate. But honestly, I would enjoy storms as long as you don't think you're dying.
It's, right.
right.
But right.
Like, if I feel isolated, you know, like I just get really like, if I was isolated out at sea with all these people that are like chipper when I'm not, it was like when I went to cheerleading camp in high school, And a lot of the girls would wake up and they'd be like, S-M-I-L-E, come on, guys, let's smile for me. And in my head, I'd be like, I hope this whole camp burns. Like,
was that from camp?
Yes.
That sounds like a nightmare. Yeah. I can't believe what teenage girls have to go through.
Exactly. So how I just imagine.
Was it in the summer? Was it in like every summer, Kate, or what was it?
I don't know if we went every summer, but we went at least two. And all I'm saying is like when I'm not in my house or I'm taken out of my bed into a new place, and if I feel stranded in any way, I just become the crankiest, most anxious thing. But I'm different. Like Dina is in a totally different age, you know? And I feel like I could see in my 20s, me being in a, I was in a different space. I was more just like, you know, now I'm very hermity.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I've definitely got like a part cranky curmudgeon now. And I'm just trying to embrace it. Like even my energy on stage is a little different. Like I think before it was a little more like, woohoo, like all the time. And now there's a lot more like, okay. And I normally don't like to say it's age related, but it must be to some degree.
You went from like cheerleader to emo cheerleader, new emo cheerleader who's like not that into stuff. Like, well, I'm not that into stuff anymore. I used to be.
I'm just tired.
All right. That works.
Like, but Dina has emo cheerleader in her too. You know?
Yeah.
Dina's a lot more like, in a sense, I'm not saying I'm not bright-eyed, but Dina has probably a bit more of that youthful bright-eye than, you know, than maybe. Mm-hmm. Who knows? It's hard to compare. But like, we both definitely also have a lot of the emo. And I think a lot of us do. Like, society teaches us we're supposed to be like, hey, hi, oh my gosh, good to see you. And like, sometimes I'm just like, hey.
Literally.
Hey. you know, and I think that's okay too.
Oh, good, good. When you just give up on like social stuff and you just, the greetings are real, you know, real relaxed after that, that's good. It's a weight off your shoulders.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Carav. Carav is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best and supports you long term. They are vitamins and supplements that are delivered to you, which is so convenient. Your vitamin recommendations come in daily, individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into a routine. The packaging is super cute with quotes on them. They're high quality, you can see and taste. Carav's products are formulated with good-for-you clean ingredients that are backed by science. You take an in-depth 5-minute online quiz, which I found unique, engaging, and fun. Then you follow Carav's expert recommendations or adjust your pack at any time. What you receive is totally up to you. For 50% off your first Carav order, go to takecareof.com and enter code INVASION50. Once again, for 50% off your first Carav order, go to takecareof.com and enter code INVASION50.
Dina definitely can't. Dina's right now also a waitress. And yeah. That's like a job you have to constantly be like, hi. How are you? If you want good tips, at least.
Yeah. Like whenever I get home though, it's like my whole face shifts, like aura shifts, whole energy. And I'm just like, no one talk to me. I'm locking myself in my room. It's going to be dark. All the lights are off and I'm scrolling through TikTok, just like resetting, like literally.
Oh yeah, dude, definitely. Cause it takes energy to turn it on in front of people. And then you got to keep it on and keep going for the shift. Like that's the energy you're burning. So then if I'm doing something like that, when I get home, I definitely like to shut it down, get in kind of zombie mode, watch something or play a video game. Yeah, I'm into that. And I think that's the way you like, you put it back in too, the energy, like you feed it.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And like, I just kind of want to say this about jobs in general. It's so interesting how in our society, like we've definitely deemed like what are the okay jobs to have and what are the jobs to have that people kind of make fun of. And to me, a lot of that needs to change because some of these places I go to, you know, including like, I don't even want to name businesses, but like, just like where you go to get food or whatever, like they're seriously some of the nicest, most hardworking people. And like, it's so funny that there's this mentality that's still allowed where some people look down on someone with a job that's like not necessarily like a finance, blah, 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 or an attorney or a doctor. It's like, those are cool jobs too, obviously, but there's so many hardworking people. I can't wait for that thing to like stop. It should be more, are you enjoying your life? And who are you as a person? That's how it should be measured. I'm so sick of like this snobbery.
So, all right, this is what I want to know on that note. What job do you hear? And then you think like, you know, you automatically bounce to like, oh, that's pretty shitty.
You want me to answer that? Like, you want me to get canceled today? Is that what you just said? You're like, Kate, can you answer this and have, there's no fucking, I'll let Dina answer if she wants to be brave enough. Or you can, like, CG.
Go ahead.
I think Dina will tell us.
I mean, are we talking about high class, like college degree type jobs, or like just like in general?
We're saying the jobs that people look down on the most.
Oh, looking down on?
Do you want to list like some of those?
Retail workers, they're like, fuck you guys, y'all suck. Definitely sometimes serving, but like I've done both. So I used to be a retail manager. Not anymore, never again.
Just, where at, Dina?
No.
We can't do that.
No.
Nope. Not doing it.
I'm just learning how to be a podcast co-host, so I'm not great yet, but I will be great.
Okay. Kate will tell you later where I worked at.
Gotcha.
But like just going from retail to restaurant, it's literally night and day on like the amount of money I'm making, like within the 2 weeks, like pay period wise, just like people-wise. And like in restaurant, it's like, all right, I don't have to deal with it. This person thinks that they're right, I'll get my manager. As where retail, I was the manager that had to deal with everything and have grown adults scream at my face over a sale. And it's like, Karen, it's not that serious. They're like, just some
the kids. Leave me alone.
Like literally.
Yeah. I've definitely been there. Yeah. Like, do you realize that I'm a kid and that right. I just am trying to make my way through this harsh world?
Oh, I would do that. Like towards the end, especially during the pandemic, like for a lot of like my newer hires, if anyone started screaming at them, because they'd be like 18, 19, I would get in the middle and be like, no. If you're going to talk to anyone with that disrespectful tone, it's going to be me. And I'm going to give it to you right back. Like, so what's the issue? Because she's new. She's not even 21. Don't talk to her like that. Like, I get so protective, like, instantly. I feel for retail workers. It sucks. That's probably the worst one, in my opinion. I'm sure other people have other ones, too.
Yeah, and that's just a good example of, like, there's no reason to disrespect anyone. Like, you go to the mall, you go into a store, like, this snobbery of certain people, it's ridiculous. It just doesn't, like, we're smart enough now to know that, like, some of the richest people with the quote-unquote best jobs can be some of the meanest people. It's like, how are you living your life? How are you treating people? And I just think it's insane that even, like, a McDonald's worker or anyone, do you know what I'm saying? Anyone to be disrespected when it's like everyone's trying to make this world run.
Literally.
Yeah.
Now, see, because my question really was, what would you think, say you're out in the dating world and a man tells you his job. What would be the one that would make you hit the brakes hard? You know, even if it is wrong, even if you're being a little prejudiced, I'm saying I want to throw one out there. Clam fisherman. You're not dating a clam fisherman. If he says I'm a clam fisherman, sorry, dude. What? What are you? A what? A clammer?
CG, how is that your example? That is so random.
oyster boat guy. Okay. No, you're not Dean oyster boat guy.
I don't think that's a terrible. I'll let Dina answer it.
I'm gonna offend so
many. No. And wait, Dina, not for you. In general.
In general.
Where do you think it will make women hit the brakes? Not you, because you're less judgmental.
Sure, a clam fisherman would be one of them, sure.
Is that the name for it? I couldn't really get the name for it when I was digging through the brain up here, and I
like
couldn't really
get it. Catch people or whatever. That's kind of crazy. I feel like me personally, if a guy's like, yeah, I'm in the military or in the army, like no shade to them, but that's like red flag. You're trying to get married immediately, have kids, get that family life insurance, and then get rid of me. I'm not doing it. Like, as you can tell, I've had some knowledge of what happens, not personal experience, but just watching others go through it.
See, that's some good, that was some good information that I wanted. Just right. Some good woman's advice or what women think about certain stuff. That's what I wanted.
Right. I wouldn't want someone who cleaned things like porta potties. Because like if any of that splashed onto him or his hands and then he went to touch my vagina,
bye.
It would die.
Literally.
I can't believe you're putting that guy down. He does the work no one else wants to do.
It's the hardest job. And like some of them, you can clean them without touching them. And that's fine. Like if it's like the truck picks it up. But like someone who has to get near porta potty poop with their hands and body, like that is some of the like sledgiest, slimiest fluids ever. Right. And like if any gets on them, I'm one of the most sensitive people. If just a little piece of porta potty poop got near my privates, it would probably need a funeral. So anything, like any job where they're near some like really hazardous things like that might not be the best because I don't have, at the moment, the strongest immune system.
Yeah, I don't think that job actually exists. I think there's a truck that picks up the porta potty, kind of dumps it out. But no, wait, maybe they have to have somebody who wipes it down after.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't even want to think about it.
Sorry, guys.
Well, like that poor bastard. I hope you guys, you know, who are listening to the podcast and you have that job, believe in yourselves, brothers. Okay, because you're doing the work no one else would.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. That was a good one. I got good stuff from both of you on that one. That was good.
What about you?
How about like pearl diver? You dive for pearls. Is that good? I don't know why I'm stuck on like a beach with people doing weird beach jobs,
yeah,
but
I
like
your jobs right now.
That's where my head's at.
But okay, how about this? CG, what about reverse? If for dudes,
hooker.
What's a job hooker?
You're just mad because they're going to make more money.
That's true. Ain't no woman making more money than me around here. That's why I'd be angry. I mean, maybe like Payless shoe source sales girl.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like she's touching feet a lot. She's kind of like in the like it's horrible. It's prejudice. It's wrong.
She worked at a shoe store.
I did too.
Like
I worked in women's shoes for a while. So I feel like I can say this.
Yeah. Okay.
I felt like I was one of the downtrodden when I had that job too. So,
yeah, but you didn't, Dina, did you have to touch people's feet?
If they were grown ass adults or like teenagers, I would look at the parents, like, especially with teenagers. And I'd be like, I'm not touching your child's foot. If it's a tiny, teeny toddler, sure. I used to teach dance classes to 2.5 to 4-year-olds. I'll deal with their tiny little feet. They're cute. I can deal with that. Older kids to like 20-year-olds, I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. No, I'm not doing that. Put on your own damn shoe. Like, are you, what?
See, we were taught that like for the full service, you like hold their calf and put and slide the shoe on. That's like the full like black tie.
That's so pervy.
That's like the full red carpet service. Yeah, I felt like a real perv doing it too. There'd be old ladies who came in and stuff like that. And I'd be like, let's slide on these new loafers, ladies. You know, it was women's shoes too. It was women's shoes because the men's shoe department, you don't need that many people. Women's shoes is popping. So like I was in the women's shoe department. And then, yeah, man, that's the full service. You hold the calf.
Ew.
Like, slide it on like Cinderella. Like sliding the glass slipper on Cinderella. You make him feel like a princess.
Ew. You were the
And they're like, I want three more. They're like, give me the Pradas. Give me them Jessica Simpsons. And then, you know, you're walking
home. Place. I don't want to know. Don't name a name.
You make him feel like a princess. And I'm not going to name the major, major retailer that I worked for. They're kind of a big deal.
I can't believe you were touching all these people, these women's feet and their calves. That's
calves.
So gross.
Calves mostly. If I wanted to give the full service, nobody really did that. Like I took it seriously. I took it seriously and I was like, hello, ladies. This
Ew.
Is going to be an elegant experience for you.
Ew.
The full, it's like at their car wash when you get their full, like the $16 car wash with everything that you don't even need.
How old were you?
22.
And you're touching up on ladies' calves at
22. I was, selling the shit out of some shoes. Like, you know what is it? You know, you got to make them feel like a queen.
Oh my God.
I feel like I just walked
through a dream, man. That's all I can think about.
What'd you say?
Hopefully he got paid commission. Like,
it was commission there. Yeah.
Okay. Then that makes sense going above and beyond.
No, but even if you're killing it, you don't make much money. No. Even if you're just straight killing it there. But like, you know, I was convinced like, yeah, I'm going to move it on up. I'm going to be the man at Lady Shoes and I'm going to become Lady Shoes manager and I'll become the whole manager of the whole mall. You know, I had aspirations.
22 like, year old
touch some I can touch some sweaty calves and some pantyhose for this.
Ew.
I'm sorry. Kate pictures everything you say. Like she tastes it in her mouth and smells.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. I think both of you probably are like that. Yeah. And that's what comes with like the spiritual gifts, maybe. Like you feel everything so intense or whatever. So I got to be careful what stories I even tell Kate.
And
she's
you're also my dude.
She's going to live it.
Yeah, but you're also my dude. So it's like, I don't want to think about you, even at 22, like being like, ooh, like touching a woman's calf, like trying to sell a shirt. Like,
I'm like, oh, that looks fantastic. Oh, yeah. Let me button the strap. Oh, yeah.
Ew.
God. Glorious.
Ew. Anyway.
Sorry, dude. I'm a different man these days, okay?
Yeah, you best be.
I'm a different man. But I think that you should give the full service when you're at a job.
Oh yeah.
No, you're sounding like a shoe hooker now.
A little bit.
Yes. A foot hooker or a shoe hooker. Okay, Dina. Let's talk about telepathy.
Okay.
Clearly, Dina and I believe it exists, but can you give any examples of when it was super crazy? You were calling on someone and they called you that instant. Etc.
I think my best like example is with my mother, because like I don't know how she does it, but I'll be like, I really want these, like, you know those like diamond painting things where you like stick on like the certain diamonds and it's like a paint by numbers almost. I had been seeing it on TikTok for a while and I was like, I really want to get one. And so I was telling my mom randomly one day and she goes, hang on, and like runs away, comes back with a box, and I'm like, shut up. And she's like, I already have it for you. And like, just like, she knows exactly what I'm needing. Like whenever, like I already think about it, she's like, hey, I brought this for you. Figured you might want it. And I'm like, what the heck? And then now more so, I'm noticing at like work, I'll be on the opposite side of the restaurant and I'll be like screaming in my head for like bartenders, someone, like anyone, like just being like, hey. Come here. I need you. Like, just come see me. And then they'll immediately just like walk over and be like, hey, did you need something from me? And it's just kind of crazy seeing how that's working out. Kate the other day literally texted me and was like, were you trying to talk to me like telepathically just now? And I was like, I mean, an hour ago I was. Yeah, that's funny you're getting it now.
An hour delay.
It had to travel across a lot of state lines. That's why I got delayed.
Right.
When she sent the message. Like, it still has to, it doesn't just jump across the world in a split second. It doesn't go the speed of light. It has a speed to it, the telepathy too. Maybe it goes the speed of sound. And so it took an hour to get to you.
Who knows? It was just funny.
I had been doing something that hour. I think I was giving another healing or maybe podcasting. And then once I was able to lie down for a second and kind of clear my brain, I heard like Dina, not like yelling. It wasn't a yell, but it was like, hey, like it was about the podcast.
And I'm excited.
Yeah, but it was like this clear, like I could hear Dina being like, hey. Hey, I want to talk, that's when I texted her. I was like, by any chance.
And you were like, yo, bro, were you sending me telepathic messages?
I was like, hell yeah, dude.
What if she said, you know, no, like you need to see someone, you know, because you could have got that response. You don't, you never know.
Say that to her.
She wouldn't say that. That's true. That's true.
Well, at this point, after years of healings and stuff, like we both believe in each other's abilities. Like we're not in that world of doubting at this point. Like it's healthy for someone, if you're first going to a therapist, a healer, whoever, to have healthy skepticism. Of course, you can have your walls up. But then when you start to trust someone and you're both believers in the other side and the things that are unseen in these different dimensions, you know, it's just easy to let those things flow, which brings me to a favorite quote of Dina's that I'll read from Alice in Wonderland. It's one of her favorites that I love and I agree with. I'm not crazy. My reality is just different from yours. So, Dina, if you'd like to explain how this became your favorite quote or why it resonates with you, please do.
I mean, I've always loved Alice in Wonderland. Like, I remember having to do a book report on the book in like sixth grade and being like, this book is fucking weird. And like, this was before I'd like seen the movies like fully, but I'm a Disney kid. So like, I knew of it. I was around like the teacups, all that fun stuff. Like I knew of the cartoon, just never really dove into it. Until like, I don't know. I was watching, like, I read the book, did the book report, and I was like, why is a blue caterpillar smoking out of a hookah on a mushroom? This makes no sense. What is this? Jump to a few years later, and I'm like, oh, she was tripping on fucking acid. That's what was happening. Cool, 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 cool. Like, and just, like, seeing Cheshire Cat, like, in the Johnny Depp Alice in Wonderland, like, just kind of coming out of thin air with the smile in the eyes and just immediately going back invisible, going, I'm not crazy. My reality is just different than yours. And it just kind of stuck because it's like, I think in that time period, everyone in my life was looking at me like I'm fucking insane. And I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm living in my own world. And it's like, no, I actually am living in my own world. It's different from yours. So sorry if you think I'm the crazy one though. Like, but I just love it. It's so true because everyone's reality is very different than the others. So,
yeah, dude, I'd like to actually see how many, like how many differences there are. If you could jump into other people's skin and like see the world how they see it and feel it how they feel it, there could be, it could be so different. Like we can't even fathom. Like I may not even be able to fathom what it feels like to be you guys. Pretty normal people that I can like talk to and vibe with, you know what I mean? That might be like universe is different. And then, and then you get people from all over the globe, like, and being raised all different kind of ways in all kinds of different homes and environments and stuff like that. And it could be, some people could be like in hell. Some people could be like in heaven. Like you don't even really know. All you know is what you feel like, really. They can give you what other people say they feel like, you know, you can get stuff from that, but like, you have no idea. Somebody says, a kid with autism says, it's like they can't wear a t-shirt because the tag scratches their back or something. Like, you know, you might think that's like, dude, you got to like put it, you got to suck it up, put a t-shirt on. But like, you don't know, like it could be torturous to them because you've never like felt what it's like to be in their skin. So right. I do think so. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. And just like people being so quick to call someone crazy in a hurtful way. If you're just saying it like, oh, you're crazy. And it's like a friendly way, who cares? Right. But like in a way that's detrimental, it's getting to a point where it's outdated. Like we're starting to, you know, we have shamans and healers and mediums that people really respect in society, and just, you know, and even ministers, you know, like that's more accepted, but they're still reading from scripture that has some pretty out there things in it. They're just more accepted. So, you know, calling someone crazy at this point is kind of crazy. Like you can diagnose people with certain things, of course, but at this point we do have to be more aware, like the quote says, that we all are coming from different places and have very different experiences. We have to stop, you know, shutting some people down. Like you gave that great example of a kid with autism. Like that person could be made fun of. You know, I'm always like, it's like there are little things that can bother me, little noises, and I'm made to feel like I'm being a diva when I'm like, no, this is actually like my soul screaming from this.
Right. Like I make fun of you for that. And then, you know, now I feel terrible because I see all the sadness, the deep down sadness coming out from within. And so now I feel terrible. No, just kidding. Yeah. That'll probably continue, but that's just between you and me, because I know you can take it. And it's a lot, it's good fun and it's hilarious a lot of the time. So but I get where you're coming from, definitely.
Thank you. And yeah, I just want to say thank you so much, Dina, for coming on and being willing to share some of these things, because I know that we've both experienced judgment for being outspoken and loving things like Alice in Wonderland, superhero movies, getting attached to them. Like there's a lot of truth in magic in things like Lord of the Rings, Titans, stories from the Odyssey. Like I believe all of these have strong threads of truth. So thank you for being willing to share what you really feel is real, and as do I, even though you know that some people like to tease or make fun, but just like, you know, Medusa never got to really have her justice. But if it is true that even particles of Medusa are in you, you know, now at this time, I think she'll have her true story told.
I agree. Thank you so much for having me on here. It's been fun. It's been a blast.
Thanks for coming on. Do you have anything you want to share where people can find you? Do you not want to be found?
Yeah. I suck at social media, but if y'all want to like follow me on Instagram, it's DS Madani, MIDANI. I'm usually on there and I post a little bit more on Instagram than I do like on Twitter or anything else. I'm not even going to plug those. Yeah, that's all I have.
Awesome. Follow her. And we have a live Invasion of Privacy podcast in Ambler, Pennsylvania, October 28th, Halloween themed. I'll be dressed up for sure. You don't have to dress up for it, but if you want to, you will not be looked at as a freak. It'll be really fun. So it's at 8 p.m. Tickets are online on Facebook. I'll be sharing it, but please come out.
Yeah, it actually depends. If I'm dressed up, then it'll be all good. But if I'm not dressed up and then the people do come dressed up, then I might be, you know, I might call people freaks.
No, you
won't. It all depends on the atmosphere. Like, what's up, freak?
CG's dressing up. I already got him his outfit because I went to Goodwill and found something his size, like just in.
Why you gotta tell the public that my Halloween costume is from Goodwill?
Goodwill has some good stuff. Don't be hating on them. What are you talking about?
At least say Halloween Adventure on the sale rack, on the clearance rack at Halloween Adventure.
You're at Halloween.
It's a brag, and I forget. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, there's no shame in thrift store shopping. You're helping to save the earth. You're not making people create new materials when there's already plenty here.
But squeezing your big ass boyfriend into extra medium Halloween costume is not that cool. You know what I'm saying, America?
Damn,
not an extra medium.
Extra medium. It's your exact size, you ass.
She got me an extra large. She didn't get me a medium, but still, Halloween costumes, man, they're snug. They use as little material as possible, especially when you get the John from the Goodwill. I haven't tried it on yet, but I'm not looking forward to it that much. But we'll see.
I'm looking forward to it, and I wish Dina lived close by. I know she would want to come if she work. But
I guarantee it's going to be completely up my butt crack, and my belly button will be showing a little bit. I guarantee it.
Well, I just want to see pictures.
He's going to look great.
They'll be out.
They'll be out.
Oh, I love it.
Well, thanks everyone so much for listening. Thanks again, Dina, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Dina.
Thank you, guys.